Good morning. This is Max Sturks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have a few notes about the ARC PLC sign-up. With the 2015 acreage reporting behind us, it's time for the enrollment for both 2014 and 2015 ARC and PLC programs. Enrollment began back in June on the 17th of June and will continue through September 30th, the end of next month. Enrollment for subsequent program years 2016, 17, and 18 will take place from December 1st through August 1st of each of the following crop years. Many producers have already commented that they thought they had signed up for the program. Please recall this is a three-step process. Last winter, owners were given the opportunity to update their program yields and decide whether or not to reallocate base acres. Operators were then given the choice to elect which program each farm would be in for the crop years 2014 through 2018. We are now in the enrollment period for the 2014 and 2015 crop years. The enrollment process is relatively simple. It involves specifying payment shares and signing the FSA 861 or FSA 862 contract prior to the September 30th deadline. Payment recipients are also required to sign a 2014 and 2015 CCC 941 adjusted gross income certification indicating whether their average adjusted gross income exceeds $900,000. If triggered, ARC and or PLC payments for the 2014 crop year will be issued after the 1st of October 2015. Payment for the 2015 crop will be issued after October 1st, 2016. ARC and PLC programs are subject to sequestration. This means that 2014 and 2015 ARC and PLC payments will be reduced by 7.2%. Cass County is scheduling appointments. Those can be arranged by calling our office at 243-1377. Next, general CRP sign-up. A general CRP sign-up will be held December 1st, 2015 through February 26, 2016. Producers with a general CRP contract that is expiring September 30th of this year will be given an opportunity to extend their contract at the same rate and terms for one additional year if other eligibility requirements are met. Continuous CRP applications can be taken year-round. Basic eligibility requirements must also be met. Those producers must have owned the land for at least 1 year, and the land must be being offered must have been cropped 4 out of the 6 years from 2008 through 2013. Popular continuous practices include CP21 filter strips, CP23 wetlands, CP42 pollinators, CP16A shelter belts, and many more. Are you a beginning or retiring farmer? Retiring or retired landowners may earn 2 extra years of CRP payments in addition to rent for agreeing to lease their expiring CRP to a beginning farmer for no less than 5 years. Transition Incentive Program, TIP, might just be the program for you. Please inquire at the FSA office for more details regarding this opportunity. And now, direct, guaranteed, and beginning farmer loan financing. Farm Service Agency is committed to providing family farmers with loans to meet their farm financing needs. FSA currently has a variety of direct and guaranteed loans available to assist eligible operations. Farm ownership loans or farm operating loans may be obtained as direct loans for a maximum of up to $300,000. Guaranteed loans have a maximum limit of $1,392,000. In addition to regular direct and guaranteed loans, beginning farmer loans are also available from FSA to assist beginning farmers in financing their agriculture enterprises. For more information about FSA loan programs, loan applications, or other materials, contact our office. Next, the Farm Stored Facility Loan Program. Farm Stored Facility Loan Program allows producers of eligible commodities to obtain low-interest financing to build or upgrade farm storage and handling facilities. Maximum principal amount of a loan through the Farm Storage Facility Loan Program is $500,000. Participants are required to provide a minimum down payment of 15%, with Commodity Credit Corporation providing a loan for the remaining 85% of the net cost of the eligible storage facility and permanent drying and handling equipment. Loan terms of 7, 10, or 12 years are available depending upon the amount of the loan. Interest rates for each term may be different. They're based on the rate at which Commodity Credit Corporation borrows from the Treasury Department and are set at the time of loan approval. The interest rate then continues for the life of the loan. Applications for facility loans must be submitted to the FSA County office that maintains the farm's records. Facility loan must be approved before any site preparation or construction can begin. Following commodities are eligible for farm-stored facility loans. Corn, grain sorghum, wheat, oats, and barley harvested as whole grain or other than whole grain, hay, soybeans, renewable biomass, honey, and fruits, including nuts and vegetables for for cold storage facilities. USDA has also added provisions for on-farm storage for dairy, flours, and meats as eligible commodities. For more information about the Farm Stored Facility Loan Program, contact your local FSA office. And finally, foreign investor rules. As part of the Agricultural Foreign Investor Disclosure Act, all foreign holders of U.S. agricultural land are required to report their holdings to the USDA Secretary of Agriculture. All individuals who are not U.S. citizens and have purchased or sold agricultural land in the county are required to report the transactions to FSA within 90 days of the transaction closing. Failure to timely submit the AFIDA form, which is FSA Form 153, could result in civil penalties of up to 25% of the fair market value of the agricultural land. County government offices, realtors, attorneys, and others involved in real estate transactions are reminded to notify foreign investors of these reporting requirements. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located here at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.